我的耳朵。
Audible, inaudible, audible, inaudible, audible, inaudible, and audible, inaudible, 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 audible, inaudible, and audible, inaudible, and audible, inaudible, audible, bloody inaudible, inaudible.
How corals think, part one.
What people call the coral is usually the dead part of a symbiotic entity, which is a combination of an animal, a polyp, and an algae called zooxanthella.The white solid skeleton has been produced by the polyps who live in large groups. At a larger level, corals form a world habitat for countless life forms. The white debris we find sometimes on the beaches, the attractive structures that were collected and sold to tourists, are only what remain when the coral is dying.In the past, scientists thought coral reefs were geological structure. Nowadays, they explain that the reefs are built by coral communities. These organic assemblages create relief depending on water temperature, sunlight, water quality, and movement. Coral, as a material once used in jewelry, doesn't give us a clue about what are corals.This word being in plural, as complex living systems. Here is Saigon Ta, a very small islet, in the middle of the inner sea of the archipelago. We reach it by kayaking, recording from the embarkation. In Penghu Archipelago, people were building their houses by using coral. They would dive and pick up blocks of coral, let them die and dry on the shores, cut them in the shape of bricks. The microstructure of the coral skeleton contains a lot of empty spaces, making it an ideal material for construction and insulation. Too many to inhabit these traditional houses,Too many to be able to sell them. The hares just abandon the remaining ones. Quickly, plants grow inside the court, trees open the roofs, and houses like one opens an oyster.
Suogang, in a little bay.One of the healthy coral reefs
of the main island in an invisible crowd of snapping shrimps. During the winter 2008, people wandering on the shores of the islands witnessed an ecological disaster related to global warming. The snows of the mountain area in northern China were melting. The resulting cold water traveled into the Taiwan Strait, reaching the archipelago and drastically reducing the temperature of the sea. The sensitive fauna wasn't able to survive. The sand beaches were covered by dead fishes. The biggest and colorful ones were opportunely collected by local people. But under the water, it's around 90% of the coral reefs which were becoming dead area. Nowadays, the marine environment is still on high pressure, but it is very slowly recovering. In research centers in Penghu, some biologists are trying the unthinkable, growing corals, to have them sprouting, developing in aquariums, and reintroduce them into the wild. Still in Swogang, getting close to a large community of aquapora corals. The number of snapping shrimps seems to be higher here. The tide goes down, revealing the tip of coral branches, not unlike the roofs of a submerged city. Inhabitants of the villages nearby would travel through the pass, among the reef, picking food, being careful of not being caught by the rise of the tide. Spaces and time between the tides gave possibility for humans to easily travel through the world of marine animals. This balance was destroyed by tourism, ignorance, created brownish area between the island.
Chile, a village next to a long sand beach. On the sides of the bay, along the rocky shores, some interesting spot of biodiversity. Domino damselfishes are mating. Usually black with three white dots, the males are changing their color into a light gray. They swim toward the surface, make a turn back toward the seafloor, and sing. The rain starts.
Swimming down the remaining reefs in spring, one might be immersed in the semen of coral polyps, only perceptible by its smell. Floating inside a sea of plankton, surrounded by the spawn of marine life, among clouds of organic particles. In a human body, there are 10 times more bacteria than human cells. 90% of our body is non-human. We are symbiotic entities, colonies of life forms, and we share this status with the corals.